folks, it's Sultan. It is, whoops, Saturday the 13th of
December.
April 2013. And I am, well, as I should say, Darren and I are going to the Red Leaf, which is a Chinese that we've both been to before and have done audio booths from. That is a place I don't usually take Zara because it's a really, really crowded place. The tables are naff for guide dogs, to say the least. It's not anyone's fault, it's just how they are. They don't have, they don't have proper...
Can you pass my shoes, please?
I can't, because I'm quickly going to run
around.
They do not have proper space under the tables.
No, they've got the
bar. For her to get under. Go on, out. Come we go. Woo, it's raining.
Is it raining?
Yeah, and I've just come out with my Crocs on. Oh, bugger it. Good girl. Busy, busy, quick, quick. So I'm just letting her out. And, good girl. She just had a pee. Go on then, good girl. And, so I'm going to leave her here for tonight, which is fine. Because, you know, obviously guide dogs can be left on their own from time to time. And it actually does them good to be left from time to time. Good girl, come here. So I'm just...
You've got music on.
Has she? Can't hear it. Oh.
Has she got water in her bowl?
Yes. Put her lead back up here. Oh, it's cold now because it's raining out there. Oh, excuse the noise, it's a tumble dryer making a racket. Just getting Zara a little chew to leave her with. Oh, she can have her boomerang. So she'll just be interested in her boomerang and ignore me as I go out. That's a good girl, yeah. There's your boomerang, good girl. Come on, Zaz, take it, good girl.
This is what we used to do with Eden.
Yeah, we used to do that with Eden. And he was very, very funny, actually, because it became a bit of a game with Eden, because when we went out, he got a treat, because obviously he was retired. So one day I allowed Zara and Darren to go outside.
So when you first did it?
Well, no, it wasn't the first time I did it. Well, it was the first time I noticed he did it.
Yeah.
Basically, I let Zara and Darren go outside. And I went to where the treats are. Oh, God, where's my other shoe?
Actually, upload this, but when you finish this one, because it's funny.
Yeah, I'm going to. Oh, God, look here, look at him. Oh, God, I can't think what I'm saying
right
now.
We got everything together and went to come out and eat a treat for
us. Oh, yeah, I went. And I told Darren and Zara to go outside, so I'm going to get my handbag, and then get my cane. And then, oh, God. You fell over. Right, so Darren and Zara were outside, and I went to where the treats are, because I keep them in a cupboard, like most people, I suppose. Oops, I've just bumped into the wall. And because he noticed that Darren and Zara were outside, he absolutely started to run. He ran to where the treats are, and he was dancing. He was so excited to get a treat. It was like, oh, thank goodness you're all going out and I get my treat. Off you go then. Bye.
Yeah.
And from that time onwards, whenever we went out, oh, damn, I can't find my cane.
The funny thing was, though,
Where's my cane? Hold on a sec, folks. I'm just going to have to pause this to find my cane.
Do you want a hand?
So we are now in the car, heading off to the Red Leaf. I'm going to publish this and try and do the actual boo from the Red Leaf when we get there. Hopefully this will upload and hopefully so will that. Okay then, folks, I'll speak to you soon.